Thanks so much for me today, and I'm really excited to talk about the new series, Reckless, described as pure chaos, a dark comedy with deadly family secrets. How would you describe this series in your own words?
Oh Lord, I think they've already described it pretty well, but I would call it reckless. No, terrible joke. No, I think I would describe it as a dark comedy that really explores kind of the ups and downs of sibling rivalry, I guess. It's a show where too many mistakes happen.
And can you tell us a little bit about your character, Charlie? What drives him, and how does his relationship with June, who's played by Tasma Walton, set the tone for the story?
I think because they're such polar opposites, and I think that has to do with their upbringing as well. You know, Charlie's a character that wears his heart on his sleeve. He's a bit oblivious to the bad energy in life, I think, because you know he just wants to coax along a little bit positively, and sometimes that direction I think distracts him from the real problems that are swirling around him, whether that is with his baby mama or his sister or his responsibilities. I definitely think, you know, he was the mother's boy growing up, and June definitely wasn't the mother's girl. And I think that is kind of where the rivalry stems from, is the mother's attention, I think, and the different perceptions of their upbringing. And so they definitely love each other. I think Charlie loves June a bit more, but at the end of the day, I think they definitely do both love each other. Yeah, but it definitely stems from their upbringing, and June having to deal with a lot more, and Charlie kind of being protected his whole life.
And that sibling dynamic between you and Tasma's character is really central to the story. What was it like building that on-screen chemistry with Tasma?
It was fun. It's the second time or third time I've gotten to work with Tasma, so there's already a strong relationship there personally. But you know, I've got an older sister, and so I know how it is to tease your older sister or to be singled out, etc. So we kind of really just kind of straight away treated each other like we were brother and sister a little bit too much. There were moments where I was telling Tasma to kind of like ease up a bit. Yeah, it was definitely you know, a moment where, you know, we had some great rehearsals with Bec Cole, who directed it, and Cody Bedford, who wrote it, to just kind of get a clear insight of how much they do, you know, how much how much time they've spent together over the years. How much loyalty Charlie has towards June and vice versa. So we really got into the nuts and bolts of what their relationship is and where it stems from. And then the chemistry, I think, just came from me and Tasma just kind of you know, jumping in and enjoying it. Because the script, you know, it's rare when you get such a good cohesive script that has it all there for you. You know, all you really got to do is just rock up and deliver what's on the page.
And you did mention Reckless was written by the amazing Cody Bedford and directed by Bec Cole, two incredible women in film and TV. What was it like working alongside them?
Well, it was like I was working with three big sisters. You know, they all kind of, you know, they're all very different, but they all kind of treated me the same in that sense of like the younger little brother on set. But you know, it was great. You know, Beck is such a force of nature. She really is experienced and knows what she's doing, and you know, you trust her immensely, and she delivers. And Cody's kind of the same. You know, Cody was there every single day. It's rare that you get a writer on set every single day, and so it really became sort of this, you know, family that was trying to all achieve the same thing. So it was great. It was great to be a part of. I would 100% jump into the firing line for any of those women. Yeah.
And without giving too much away, there's a mix of like humor and high stakes drama. What was the most like challenging or maybe surprising part of balancing all of those different aspects, as an actor?
Oh, look, I think at times it gets a bit hard because you try to question if you can do the comedy or if you can be funny. But I think a lot of that has to come down to one, your leadership, which is Bet Cole, and kind of guiding you and reining you in and making sure you're hitting the right beats. But also the writing, again, like Cody really wrote something that was funny on the page. And usually when you're doing a comedy, you're always trying to ad lib or kind of add a bit more jokes to the story, but it really didn't need any of that. There was a lot of moments where me especially was just telling myself it's there, it's on the page. It's within the character. The comedy is within the character. It's not so much punchlines and jokes and all those things. It's very much the characteristics and the circumstances that these characters put themselves in that is funny. And so it was really just trying to do the truth of that, like do the truth of what's actually happening rather than the truth of what's funny. Because then the humor came out of that, really. Like there was a lot of moments on set where we would be losing it, cracking up and having to redo a take. And it wasn't because someone said a funny line or anything like that. It was just because of the mannerisms that the actor was playing that character as, So yeah, a lot of it had to do with the writing and just the leadership, really. Yeah. But it was hard. And there was a lot of moments where we said, okay, no, just follow the drama in this because no matter how serious you are about your predicament or your situation, someone's going to find the absurdity funny of that, the absurdity of that situation funny. So yeah, we just had to lean into what was already there.
And how did filming, like in Fremantle, influence the energy and the authenticity of the story and, having being in that environment? What was it like being able to film there?
Oh, I love it. I definitely fell in love with Fremantle and Perth, but definitely Fremantle. Look, you're around the community, you're around your locations. You definitely feel a lot more immersed, instead of having to travel so far away to your locations. We were living in Fremantle and working in Fremantle, so you definitely kind of you're able to observe quite a lot of the community within that area and kind of just replicate that. There was a lot of moments in rehearsals where I had to get rid of my Eastern Australian accent and try and do a deeper Troy Cassidaly vibe for WA. So that was kind of the only thing really that was hard for me to kind of place. But other than that, I think just being immersed in Fremantle and living there really just helped create such an authentic vibe, I think.
And the series mixes crime and comedy in a really bold way. What do you hope mob and like broader audiences will take away from Reckless?
I think what I hope is to get more urban stories like this. We have black characters that are living in an urban setting and doing urban things and trying to find their place in this Australian world, I guess. Which I think is it's not really showcased on screen quite a lot. So I hope, audiences, not so much. I don't hope that they take something from it. I hope that they just want more of that. I really feel like Cody's cracked something here, and I honestly feel that hopefully this opens the gates for more kind of modern commercial takes of Indigenous stories. Because this at the end of the day, this isn't really an Indigenous story. It's just got Indigenous characters in it. And they're living their authenticity and they're living their truth as an Indigenous person living in the city. So I just hope audiences want more of that because I definitely feel like there will be more. So hopefully there's an audience for it.
Yeah, definitely. And finally, if you had to describe Reckless in three words to get people tuning in, what would that be?
I would say stupid, fun, and thrilling.
Awesome. That definitely gets me tuning in. No, I
I'm not
see
sure if
the
stupid is the right word, but you know what I mean. Silly, silly.
Yeah. No, I've seen the trailer and it looks amazing and I can't wait to tune in. And I really want to thank you as well for taking some time to chat to me about the new series. And yeah, all the best with it. I'm sure everyone's going to love it because it looks amazing.
Oh, thank you so much, Luana. I'm excited.